there are questions about the pain body again. Please say something about the pain body, especially in reference to rage and anger. How does one witness this intense energy when it does need to be energetically moved through the body? And somebody else, or the same person, probably it's all the same anyway, there's only one. Could you talk about what to do, exercise or idea, when a pain body comes on so very quickly and with such intensity? I'm left feeling overpowered by it, and I wonder if you have an idea to pop me into the moment in a flash. My pain body manifests as anger. Anger is the quickest pain body. There is no exercise or technique that can help you here, because any exercise or technique requires time, and that's what you don't have here. Okay, well, oh, I didn't have time to practice my technique. I'm angry already. If you're very alert, you may catch the arising of anger, which could happen in 1 second, as coming up. If you're very alert, you may catch it there. You may not be able to stop it. Catch it means simply stay aware, watch it. And then already it's gone into your mind, and then perhaps before you know it, words have already come out of your mouth. But you may still be there, although the energy may still be so strong that you can't stop it. Don't even try to stop it. If you try to stop the pain body, it's the same as trying to stop flowing water or stop a kettle from boiling. And so this question rightly asks, how to witness this intense energy when it does need to be energetically moved through the body. When you don't witness it, when it goes into your mind and uses your thinking, then it doesn't really move through the body because it just stays there. It gets lodged. It can stay for a long time. When you witness it, it moves through more quickly. At least that particular wave movement of the pain body. If you cannot catch it as it arises, at what point you become conscious that of what is happening to you depends on the degree of intensity of your presence. And that'll be interesting to observe as a little experiment. At what point, if a pain body takes you over, and it could be anger or it could be something else, do you actually realize what's happening and are able to feel and watch the energy movement and even be aware of your thought processes that cooperate with the energy of the pain body, that bring up justifications and reasons why you are so deeply unhappy about this particular situation?